Hi Radhika, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. What about you?
Good, thank you. I'm doing very well. कैसा लग रहा है NID होने के बाद?
It feels great. Like this, I have never planned this, but eventually I got into it. So, but like my best friend suggested me, you should go for NID. You should try it once. And because she is doing her master's in graphic designing from there, and she took the same coaching and she recommended me, you can just do it side by side your job. You can just learn and you can just practice your questions and you can just enroll into it. Just give it a try. And
Oh,
so she
nice.
was pushing me a lot. And then eventually, I think it was she who manifested this.
Definitely,
And my hard work, obviously.
definitely. So, what's the name?
Avleen.
Aveline. Oh, okay. Core.
Yes.
Right. All right. So, you've already had a bachelor's in design, NIFT Hyderabad se, in knitwear, right? You specialized in knitwear design.
Yes.
So, after doing a bachelor's, you've also worked
Yeah. I have
for.
3 years of work experience. 2 years I've been with Fila India as an apparel designer for 2 years, and currently I'm working with Adidas India as an apparel designer.
I just saw the launch video for the T20 वाला
Yeah,
जो
video.
वीडियो निकला है. वेरी कूल,
I
वेरी
was a
कूल.
part of that jersey.
ओह नाइस, हाउ कूल,
Thanks.
वेरी नाइस. सो एक्साइटिंग टू सी दैट यू नो दैट योर डिजाइन्स, लाइक व्हाटएवर यू वर्कड ऑन, इज एक्चुअली आउट देयर,
Yeah,
है
it
ना?
feels great. It shows like it feels like a baby is just in the market, and you can see everyone wearing that sea, the blue sea basically. And yeah, so it feels great.
Absolutely. So after, let's say, talk to me about the experience, after you've, had 3 years of experience, why did you feel the need for masters? Because you're at a really good company and you've worked with really good companies also, इससे पहले भी.
Yeah.
So why did you feel the need for masters?
I think I am just eager to learn more. As a student, I was an average student in school. Like, I won't shy away from saying that, I failed in maths in CBSE and I did something and I have achieved a lot till yet, and I'm very grateful. So now I feel that urge to study more because that's something which I really connect with, and I want to grow more as a designer and I want to learn different aspects of it. So that's why I wanted to do a master's basically.
And masters, you selected textile.
Yeah.
And what was the second option that you went for?
Lifestyle accessory design. So I got
License.
19 rank in that. I'm still on the waiting list. I don't know if I'll get into it or not, but I'm very happy with the textile. So I already had knitwear knowledge. Knitwear was my specialization in bachelor's. So I thought let's study more about woven fabrics also, so that I have the knowledge of both the fabrics. So that was one thing. And in future, I wanted to innovate something, which is basically more into sports wear, like sports fabric. And they have a very few limited sportswear technical fabrics in India. So I wanted to do something in that.
Very interesting. So all throughout your working experience, you've been designing for sportswear brands, right?
Yes.
And that is something that is your area of interest. You want to be in that?
Yes. So basically, I always loved sports since childhood. I used to watch, I used to play a lot, and eventually it landed up in decathlon also. It started growing. The love for sports started growing from there also. So I was like, when I joined NIFT also, I never used to sit idle. I started working when I was 18. I did part-time jobs with decathlon, then I did internship also. I worked in Decathlon Sports Indian Tech or Garden and Hyderabad in Kukatpally.
Oh, nice.
So I have 6 months of part-time experience there. So I learned a lot of product knowledge of sportswear and sports products. So that's how my love for sportswear started. Then there is a different semester also in NIFT. Now it's a specialization course basically for sportswear, and the way the sportswear is booming in India, in all over the world. So I think that's the That was the best decision that I took to just be in sportswear.
Wow, there's a lot of curiosity and there's a lot of interest and drive there because you're working at Decathlon and getting to know about the product because you've seen the end product that has been made. Now you wanted to design those products, right?
Yeah, and I got the consumer feedback also, what they wanted.
Yeah, exactly.
Retailing was one of the best experience at that early age. Then I did my graduation project with the Alsys performance wear brand, which is basically a homegrown Indian brand, and it focuses on performance. Basically, I designed a collection of running and athleisure with the PET bottle fabrics, so polyester basically, which was converted through the PET bottles. So I always had a very great exposure in this field, so I thought just stick to it.
That's nice. That's nice. And also, I mean, you acted upon the interest and you really chased it. That's what I would say. Because can you imagine yourself doing anything other than sportswear?
I don't think so. I don't think it will excite me as much as sportswear does. So maybe just to earn more money, that will be the reason. But no, that won't make my heart happy while doing
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. So
it.
you've actually chased it, you've explored, you were curious about it, you were curious to learn. That's amazing. That's amazing. I think that's one of the things that makes our work, line of work, so different from the others also. And every project that you'd be working on will be different from the previous one, right?
And it makes you like feel grow. You're enhancing your creative abilities. You are creating something new each and every day. So that's what it connects to us.
So when you started thinking about, let's say, masters karna hai, and you were clear on, okay, I'll take up lifestyle accessory design and textile because they are pretty much very close to what you're doing right now, and you can still support, your love for sportswear if you take these two. But coming from a mindset where you're working for 3 years, and then, you have to prepare for an exam, right? So how was that?
I think it was very smooth. It was not challenging for me because my managers supported me. I love my managers the way they support me. They have given me leave for to study. They have given me leaves to go for studio test in Ahmedabad. And the amount of, whenever I used to get time, I used to just open your DesignX website, DesignX studio website, and I used to study in front of them also. So they were, whenever I used to get extra time, basically. Not on the working hours, but just whenever I used to get free time. So my managers, and then I really like the recording sessions. I think it really helped me because maybe I was not available on the weekly sessions,
Live
but that
sessions.
whenever I was traveling, because I traveled to Gurgaon, which takes like 2 hours from my place, I used to open that recording sessions, and I started sketching whenever I used to get time with the sketching recorded sessions. So it was very helpful. So that's how I managed the time.
Big shout out to your managers. I mean, it's very rare that you come across people like that in, in the offices because everybody has a deadline. Everybody's running to meet those
So
deadlines,
basically,
right?
I was always, I don't want to, brag about myself, but I am very focused about my work also. So I complete the work before the deadline. So that's
Nice.
how I manage the times.
Very good. This is very, I'm so happy to hear this actually. I mean, managers supporting your preparation for design exams and then also giving you leaves for the studio test. I mean, I've never heard. I've spoken to so many people. I've never heard this.
But Adidas is like that.
That's amazing. That's amazing. So, where did you start? Like, when you decided, okay, when you start feeling that, okay, masters, there's something called you have to do that. So, how did that start? How did that first came into your mind? Ki masters karna
So last year also my friend pushed me. I don't have any other reason. She motivated me to do that. So last year also I appeared, like I gave NID for apparel basically, but I was not able to clear it, and my friend did. So she was pushing me forward. Just do it. Just give it a try. Give it. And I loved how the exam was. It was so interesting. I decided that every year, at least if I don't clear it, I'll give it for my interest. Like I enjoyed that 3 years because
Right.
my create, sometimes you feel stuck that you're in a industry and you're not being so creative. So you have to do something, and that's what NID exam was all about. I enjoyed while like that giving that exam.
Very cool. So, and how did you prepare for it? Like you've mentioned that you've referred to videos and the recording sessions of etc. So what else did you do other than that?
I was discussing whatever was happening with my friend, who was already in NID. And I had a little bit knowledge because I am from that background. I have done my bachelor's in it, so it really helped me because textile is more about the craft based as the, like what the paper came. And I have already knowledge about the textile, Indian textiles, because we used to go into these craft clusters. I went to Pochampally. That's how I came to know about Ikat.
Oh,
And
nice.
there was a question about Indian textiles that you have to write, some few things about the Indian textiles from different states. So that's how it helped me. Yeah, I had a little bit knowledge, I'll say. So I went through whatever is basic textiles is all about and Indian textile is all about. So I revised it, whatever I learned in my bachelor's. That's
And also to set the context for our listeners, do tell me your marks and the rank that you got for an ID.
I got honors 6th rank in general category, and so that was one of the biggest achievements, I'll say. I never imagined because I got 530 rank in NIFT in my bachelor's, which was pretty good, but still achieving this in NID, which is one of the top 50, which comes under top 50 colleges of the world, design colleges of the world. So I think it is one of the most valuable things.
It is, and congratulations to you for that.
You so much.
So when you were preparing for NID, was there, I do understand that you already had a bachelor's in design and you've been working in design. Did you change your approach anywhere for the exam? Or was it like solving problems like you solve at work?
It was solving problems like work only because that's what I'm doing every day. I was like getting aware about the new things happening because I was researching side by side. You have to go through the GK also, what is happening. That is also necessary to keep yourself updated. But anything can come to the exam. It's not like past 10 years paper and you'll just practice and same questions will come. It's not like that. So you have to be updated. That's what I feel. And I downloaded a lot of these art apps. Basically, there's one app called Artifacts, and there is some Google app also about art and culture. So I think these things also helped on Instagram for sure. I did a lot of origami.
Oh, nice.
There are a few Instagram handles like Paper and Crafts. So I made some. I have the videos, but so basically I don't have the sample right now. So I made different drawers made up of like paper origami, and I made a few toys and some bags, little bags, and it was really fun while making doing that basically. So I enjoyed the process also.
Nice. So I'd actually like to have those the names of the channels and the
Sure.
apps that you talked about. I'm going to mention that in the descriptions so that people can, benefit from that. The aspirants who are listening to this can benefit from that. So talk about the NID exam itself.
Okay.
So how was that like? Like, was it as enjoyable as it was the first time?
It
It
was.
is.
Because for apparel, I think I had already had that knowledge. But yeah, there was like I still remember the 3 questions from apparel last year. First was like draw a rural scene of a tailor shop, and then you went on a heritage side. What are you wearing? And oh, how does it reflect to that? You have to keep in mind that you are going to a historical site with your parents, and then you have to mix 5 eyeglasses basically with each age group. So that was the apparel last year. And this time for lifestyle accessory design. So I'll tell you about that first. There was a broken bicycle picture, and you have to convert it into a gym in your garden, basically. So that is very, like, you see that every day. In Delhi, there are a lot of gym
Open
equipment,
air gyms, yes.
open air gyms. So I think that was very helpful. You just have to be very observant about the things around you. So that's the one of the key point, I'll say. That's how I designed the wheel, the wheel exercise. I don't remember the name, but and then there were a lot of things, and I used to do gyming, so I got a little bit idea like what equipments are needed. Then there was a question about draw coin, like commemorative coin, which is inspired by the Chandrayaan. There were two questions about Chandrayaan basically, and then there was one more to, you have to create an app basically for the kids who are studying or who just play on the phone, and you have to design a proper user interface, like how does it will look like, and it's a game, and you have to inspire those students that these birds are getting endangered. So that was all about it in LAD, basically lifestyle accessory design in that. And in the creativity ability test, there was a question where terracotta pot was given, and you have to create handles. So basically, that was related to joineries. Like, I was not aware of what joineries basically, what it is. So I never studied that. So that was a little bit tricky. So I used the braiding technique. In a foundation program, we studied about the braiding and knotting. So I used that. And I made it like, you just make crosses and you can just handle it basically. So I made it something like that. You have to draw it with the three, like 3D perspective, with the top view, back view, and the bottom view,
Bottom
all
view.
views basically. And then they provided us like three to four things, which was one bamboo stick and one cotton thread and corrugated sheet. And you have to make joineries again, and you have to write a description about it, like what are you making and what is the story behind it, basically. So
Nice.
this was about lifestyle accessory design this time. And then talking about the textile, so there were five animals basically in the first question. I'm talking about the design ability test. So there were five animals, and you have to draw the textures basically of those animals. And then you are creating a product for a blind person, and he or she has to feel it. And you have to create a product so that it is usable for them. Like, they can use it and they can just find out what fabric it is. Then there was a question also, which was basically about the Indian textiles and their origins. So they gave us like four to five options, and you have to write about it. And there was one question related to sustainability. I don't remember that question, but there was.
All right, all
Yeah,
right.
for the
Second round.
second round studio test, the first question was they showed us a 10 minutes movie about sustainability. No, not about sustainability. So that I don't remember what it was all about, but I remember the theme. So there are few fabrics which come from abroad in Kutch, basically Gujarat, and they are transferred to Panipat, and then those garments are converted into fiber again. How can you use it and something like that? So I think it was regarding sustainability. I wrote it something like that only. And the second question was they gave us two paper clips of different sizes, one sharpener, one bubble wrap sheet, a piece of bubble wrap sheet, and masking tape, and the post stamp, basically a stamp post. So you have to create patterns by using only one, this was the restriction, and I read it later. So you can use only one product out of each, like one element, and you have to design a proper pallu. So in the first layout, I did a mistake. I used two, three elements, but in the second and third one, I read it again. So I think the most important part is to read the question again and again. And it's not about using the 80% of material. It's like from one material you can create something new, which is fine for this. Matlab, you have to read the instructions very carefully. So that was the second question, and it designed the pallu. And the third one was that, they gave us four swatches of different sizes. It was very uneven, and there was a restriction that you have to join them and create a pattern by using only 100 stitches. I think that was unfair for the people who don't know how to stitching.
Yeah, I know,
You
right?
know what? We did it in our bachelor's, but people
Yeah.
coming from BBA or BTech, so it was, and some people made the product out of it. But I think it was clearly mentioned, as far as I remember, that you have to create only 10 by 10 swatch. So it's not about the product, it's about what they are asking.
Yeah. So I think a lot of the things that helped you were your bachelor's, a lot of things that you learned in bachelor's, which I'm sure that you did not think that aisa use hoga iska, right? Which was just there in your mind that you did sometime in your bachelor's, and then you just found it useful during your exam and everything. And also your work, during your work, like whatever you've been doing, it helped you to approach the
It depends
questions.
on every day also. Like every day you go out, you can be inspired by from anything. It's just how do you observe the things. So you have to be very observant.
Let's talk about the interviews. What happened in the interviews?
In lifestyle accessory interview, so they wanted to know, like, why do I want to switch to masters when I have the 3 years of work experience. So it was pretty difficult to convince them, because I'm working, I'm earning really well, I'm like on my peak in my career. So I just told them, for lifestyle accessory design, so the main reason to choose that domain was that, I read that in brochure that you can become a footwear designer also. You can study footwear. So I was always surrounded by footwear. That's what I said to them. I have worked in all the footwear brands, which are like four footwear brands. So that's how I wanted to learn more about the footwear part, how they are designed, drawing it, like while sketching it also, while creating a concept. I think for every product designer or every lifestyle accessory designer, you need some key points or some basic knowledge to create something new rather than apparel, because apparel is all like garment based or like fabric. You're converting that fabric into something you wear. Same as lifestyle, but lifestyle is a different 3D product. Apparel is also, it can be converted into 3D illustration, but we basically work in 2Ds more to give the technical knowledge, like technical tech packs or dockets to the development team. But for lifestyle accessories, you need that 3D knowledge. So that's why I wanted to explore more as a designer. So I tried to convince them, and she said, one of the, remember the interviewer said, we don't have footwear much. So why then what? So I am very I love creating new jewelry, and I love quirky jewelry. I always keep on ordering some quirky stuff, which connects with me. So I remember I took some pillars, zipper pullers, and I created it as a pendant and an earring, and that is really cool. Like, I sold that also, and one of my friend bought it for
Oh.
800 rupees
Oh,
with
nice.
investment. So it's like a punk jewelry basically. So I showed it to them, and they really liked it. And whenever I used to go for my fabric sourcing when I was studying in NIFT, I used to collect some, they have this trims also, some buckles or chains. Then I used to make jewelry out of it. So
Nice.
I showed it to them. Then I showed it a little bit of origami, what I did. So since childhood, I think I love creating some product. So I wanted to explore that field. So that's what I convinced them. And in textile, they asked me the same question, that you are still working, why do you want to work? And so in long run, I want to become a lecturer. That's what I told them. And they were pretty impressed. They asked me a few questions related to the garments I took for, like I took some few samples that I have created, this and industry. and they were pretty impressed, and that's it. It was like I was shocked. They were not interested in seeing my work, and they were just they asked me just two questions. Okay, why text them? So I said,
Right.
because I have a knitwear background, I want to learn more about fabric woven. So I was very honest. I think they liked my honesty. That's it.
It's very nice. I mean, it's quite interesting. The reasoning that you gave for LAD also during the interview was well thought out, and you understood what you were doing and the reason why exactly you were, appearing for that particular domain. So that's impressive, because that is the kind of clarity that the students or the aspirants need to have at a master's level, particularly when you're going for, a particular domain. You need to know why. And the same thing for your textile as well. You had like really good answers for both of them. And I remember, I'm recalling a conversation we had before you were going for the interviews. Like you had, I mean, the first time I heard you talk about this, well, like you're throwing around a bunch of things. Like there's jewelry, there's footwear, there's sportswear happening, there's Adidas, and then there's Fila in the background. There's so many things happening. And I was like, these are so many things that you're talking about altogether at once, right? But good answers to your questions there. So, what is it that you think from your experience of the interviews? One thing that stands out is the clarity that you had. Second, the honesty that you've had throughout the interview. What else, other than these two, helped you in your interview? What do you think?
I think behavior also matters. So I remember I met one of the aspirants, and he was very blunt. You know, not he was blunt, and he was very, you know, sometimes you are very demanding, and you think that you are the superior. So you don't you, your attitude matters a lot. You're talking to someone who is already in that position, right? So the interviewer who is taking your interview has a lot of knowledge. So you have to respect them, first of all. That's what I have learned from my industry. You know, you have to be very polite while giving the answers also. So just be polite. Your attitude matters a lot. You have to be very specific about whatever you are saying.
Right, that's true. That's very true, actually. I mean, even when I'm working with, collaborate with people and work, we look for attitude. It's very important.
I think
Otherwise,
that's what I've learned in my 3 years of experience, how to connect with people.
right. So I'm now, one conversation that I had with Akib Wani, who designed your Adidas ke jo jerseys hain. So I was sitting with him and we were talking about, so I asked him, like, when you hire people, what do you look for? Like, how do you hire people? This is a couple of years ago, I think I was sitting, and he said, I only look for the attitude. काम तो सीख लेगा, ठीक है, काम सीख लेगा, सिखा देंगे, हो जाएगा, बट एटीट्यूड चाहिए, राइट एटीट्यूड.
Even attitude tells you how keen is that person to learn. That's what interviewers check.
That's true. That's true. So, what are the few things that you would say कि aspirants को ये करना चाहिए? Before we close the episode, I want you to share from your experience, and what do you think is necessary for aspirants?
I'll say be updated on Insta. Also, there was one more question, and just while conversation, like having this conversation, I remember this question also. So, in lifestyle accessory design, one of the interviewer asked me, "Do you feel that Gen Z is,
Good
too much?"
question. I know what it is already.
By Gen Z, how Gen Z is impacted by Instagram? So, how do you feel about that? And I was like, we open our eyes, we open the Instagram. We are getting so much of information, we are getting so much of inspiration. So I think being updated, I'll say that, if you really want to do something or create something and being be a problem solver, you need to be updated what is happening in the surroundings, in your environment, in the world, so that you can you will get your own ideas and you will give your special touch to it, whatever you have. You'll collect that knowledge, and that, we are exposed to so much of knowledge. It's a bad thing, and it's a positive and negative thing both. But it's how you collect those positive things and help yourself to ideate better. That I'll say about it. Then the second thing is, I think you need to go into your surroundings. I remember you said that, you just need to go out and sketch more often. I did that because I was not getting time, so I used to start sketching in my office when I used to get time. So you have to keep practicing, basically. Practice matters a lot in sketching, I'll say. Then keep yourself updated. Your attitude matters a lot again. Be polite. Whatever that person is saying, just listen first and then react it, but react it in a very polite manner. Use your words very wisely. And no, knowledge is whatever you are gaining, it's not a waste. You can put your previous knowledge, whatever you learned in school or in your previous job or in your previous college, you can implement that. And that's what a designer is. Whatever you have knowledge, how do you put your knowledge into something that what you are designing? So just explore yourself. That's it.
Very good. I think these are good inputs, very good inputs. You've touched the skill part, you've touched the behaviors part, you've touched the thinking part of it. So, which is very, very well summarized here. It was actually interesting speaking to you, and also the responses that you've given in the interviews. I'm actually very impressed by that. The LAD wala jo explanation tha na, that was spot on. I think that was really nice for you to understand that and, to convey that in the interview, us time mein, us pressure mein. So that was really impressive. Kudos to you for that. You've done a
And
really good job
you
there.
just need to express that person, you how much you are passionate about learning new things.
Yeah, that's very cool. Cool. Thank you for mentioning this. And I think you've very well summarized at the end also for the aspirants. So, guys, there's a lot of value here in this episode, and though it might seem like a very smooth transition for Radhika, that she's been working for 3 years and then she is prepared for an ID, but then I think there's a lot of things that she has applied in the preparation and also during the exam and the interview studio test. She has recollected things from the past, whatever she has learned, and then applied it there, which is quite nice because it only means that whatever she did with in the past also, it was all with 100% effort and with sincerity. Agar wo nahi karte us time pe, then you wouldn't know how to, stitch sitting in that studio
I
test
remember
also.
sometimes in college also we copied from Google or something like that. But you have to, if you're using that knowledge also, you need to put yourself into it so that you have some emotional touch and you will remember that for life.
Right.
That's
That's
what I
true.
mean. Yeah.
That's a very valid point. That's a very valid point. All right. Thank you for doing this episode. And I'm sure that students will find it useful. For me, the takeaway was the LAD ka interview. That was the like the cherry on the top. chances though. I'm really impressed by that.
Thank you.
And all the best to you
Thank you so
as
much.
you look forward for your master's.
Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome.